Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They say Bills offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey smashed headsets all the way back to Buffalo last night. That's the way the Bills lose it yesterday, a heartbreaking 21-19 loss in Miami, despite the fact that half the team went down injured at some point in that game. And am I exaggerating? It was literally half the team that missed time at some point during that game. That being said, we knew that was a possibility.
We didn't know that was a possibility.
No, we did know all of that was a possibility.
No, that was a witch hunt.
In fact, what?
What? I don't even know.
Tommy, you've been riding high. I don't know why you got such a puss on your face. You've been doing so good.
Yeah, but this was a fluke.
Was it?
Fluke.
Let's see. What's more likely? That the fluke was you going 4-0 two straight weeks? Or the fact that what we said was going to happen happened?
By the way, some of my stuff was pretty good.
Oh, we'll find out. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy made his picks on Friday. Was feeling real good about himself, too. In fact, before we get to... Tommy's picks. Kimmy and I do the best we can to help you.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. We give you information about how things can change. Yeah, no, we can.
You weren't listening.
And not only were you not listening, you were being a massive dick.
What have I ever acted like that?
Well, we were trying to help. So much so, Kimmy now has a supercut of you being a massive dick while we were trying to help you.
Never again do it. Ed Oliver, injury report.
On tape.
You know, you can't contain them. Ed Oliver, you know, without Ed Oliver, you're going to break one loose. Chain them because you didn't have the weapons. Yeah, injury reports suggest.
That'd be tough.
Yeah,
okay. Game. Don't take it out on me.
So just
to arm you with the right information.
But you're not, because you just say the same thing every week.
But the Bills may not run the ball. And they have three running backs. The injuries to the defensive backfield we mentioned earlier.
You got
to
understand the secondary man. You got to understand.
You also have to remember.
They've never played the game before. One actually played golf in college.
There will be. No, you know what? They weren't playing together. This week, if Dave Jackson doesn't play, you have two rookie quarters.
Keep making voices.
Okay.
See? That's all we heard. That's all we heard on Friday.
Terrible show.
With that being said, let's get into a Mule Postgame Excuse Monday.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was.
Buffalo.
Mule Excuse Postgame Monday in the break room on WCMF.
You ready?
No.
You have yet to miss a pick all season.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, great. Let's see Tommy's first pick from Friday here in the break room on CMF. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Tua Tagovailoa.
So the Bills haven't allowed more than 8 points in two games.
No, they did. They had 10 points in the first game.
No, you said they averaged.
They're averaging 8.5.
So they've
points.
Only averaged one, allowing one touchdown per game.
They have not allowed more than one touchdown per game.
Yeah, and you think that's coming to a screeching halt?
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you. This Tuga, whatever his name is.
Tua
Bailoa.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah.
This Hawaiian kid?
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
You're going under.
Yeah.
All right.
What did they do that running back in Tennessee last week? You can't contain him.
Ed Oliver, you know, without Ed Oliver, you got to break one loose.
That guy got like no yardage.
This team in Miami may be a much better offensive team than
Definitely
Tennessee
have
was.
More offensive weapons, I think.
I don't know.
All right.
Because you kind of made that face last week, Kimmy. You talked about the running game.
Just to be clear, you are under 1.5 touchdown passes for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Okay, great. Tua Tagovailoa,
yeah,
13 of 18, 186
not
yards.
Not good.
He only had a single touchdown pass.
So I'm 9-0. 9-0.
Right now?
9-0.
Yeah, right now.
The
Bills kept
right
Tua.
What time is it? Right now. Right now time.
I would stop running your mouth.
Riding high.
Enjoying it while he can.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
The Bills managed to keep Tua way under wraps.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't run at all.
They should have won this goddamn game.
Tyreek Hill was non-existent.
Nope. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that
later. Yeah.
No, okay. So congratulations on being 9-0.
9-0.
Let's get to our second pick from a Muley post-game excuse Monday. By the way, no, I'm sorry. Before we get to that, talk about Tua. He left the game before the first half.
Yeah, it looked like he was a little wobbly.
Looked like a concussion. In fact, the Dolphins initially reported it as a head injury, a concussion. It was then changed to a back injury, and he was back in the game.
Hey, imagine that. It's a miracle.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm. I'm glad that he ended up finishing the game because I didn't want any Dolphins fans to be like, oh, the reason he lost to Tua.
Backups versus backups.
There is no way he was not concussed. The NFL has opened an investigation into what the Dolphins did.
To be honest,
I don't know what happens.
I kind of thought, like, even if they blew past like a concussion, I was like, you would think that would have affected him in the game.
He was
the
only,
way he was walking off of that field.
But he was only 13 of 18. He only completed 13 passes in that
game. They weren't very good.
No. All right. So that being said,
I don't know.
Not at all right now. Let's get to our second pick from Muley Post Game Excuse Monday here on CMF. Over under. 38.5 yards rushing for Devin Singletary.
He's going to get about 80 yards, probably.
You're going over.
Oh, so you're even putting a number on it.
No, I mean,
no, you said 80. You said over 80. Look, man.
I'm taking the over.
Okay, these exist.
You want me to call my shot?
No, I don't want you to call your shot. Don't get that cocky. You're going to be
she's pushing me over
here. No, you said 80.
I said probably around 80. I'm just thinking out loud here, but I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I think you're going to have a very balanced offense this week.
What are you basing that on?
It's all coming together.
What are you basing that on?
I got a feeling.
So just to be clear.
In the pit of my pit.
No, I think you're having a stroke. Mm. You're over 38.5 yards rushing for Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. All right, let me look it up. Devin Singletary, 9 carries yesterday.
All right, so we hit it.
Yeah, for 13 yards.
The heat, Pat.
Yeah.
With the cramping.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
Devin
Singletary was one of the few guys that didn't leave the game due to injury yesterday. Devin Singletary averaged 1.4.
Singletary?
Singletary might have been better. Singletary averaged 1.4 yards a carry yesterday. Hey, Kimmy, how close to 80 is 13?
I think you would have had a better shot at Zach Moss with those numbers.
So I'm 9-1. 9-1.
Oh, I'm not done talking.
That makes the playoffs.
The whole running game yesterday was a disaster.
Because you told me that they could run against the Dolphins.
I said they might be able to run. However, if you take Zach Moss's 43-yard rush in the third quarter out, the three Bills running backs totaled 19 yards on 14 carries.
Who had it all, Josh?
Josh was the leading rusher, 47 yards.
Wow.
And the only Zach Moss was 1 yard behind him because of a 43-yard rush. He finished with 46 yards rushing on 4 carries.
Wow.
Not great, guys. Right. Not great. All right. So
9-1. We'll take it.
That's a loss. Right. That's a loss for you. Welcome to the Lossville population.
Still in first place.
Let's get to our third prediction from a Muley post-game excuse Monday here on CMF. Over under 72.5 yards receiving for Dolphins wide receiver Tariq Hill.
Oh, that's a tough one, Pat.
Is it?
It's a tough one.
Well, what happened, Swami? I know. I can do voices, too. Look at me. I'm also doing voices.
I think they shut them down. I think they shut down everything.
Do you understand how hard it is?
But if they contain Tony Tuccheroni, the quarterback, how's he going to get him the ball? Tuccheroni's going to be out.
Okay. Ooh. So just to be clear. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't make a pick yet. What's your pick?
Oh, I'm going to say they contain... Tariq.
It's not over under.
I said they contain him.
Yeah, I know. I need an over under, you bitch ass bitch.
So
72.5. I know you forgot the number.
72.5.
Receiving.
I will take the under. I think they control him.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, what'd he do?
2 catches, 33 yards.
Ooh.
And one of them was actually for 22 yards. They shut down Tariq Hill. However, Jaylen Waddle had 4 catches for 102 yards, but neither receiver had a touchdown.
10-1 is what I hear right now. 10-1 of my picks.
Keep saying whatever you got because it's about to get rough for you. It's about to get really rough. Kimmy.
Nobody's ever gotten 10-1 in this room.
If you would have read me.
The stats and everything. You would have thought it was a blowout. A Bills blowout.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Right? Yeah. By the way.
Which is what I called for.
No, you said the Bills were going to get to Tua. He was only sacked once for 7 yards.
Well, yeah, but they almost took him. Time. How about they almost knocked him out of the game?
Yeah, but they didn't.
And actually, even the way he went down didn't look that bad.
It wasn't a dirty hit from Matt Milano.
It was kind of like a push.
It just looked like his head snapped weird.
Yeah, he hit the ground weird.
But like, you can make the argument that push from Milano wasn't even roughing the passer.
He kind of pushed him while he was, you know, falling backwards. Yeah.
Look, I know they're going to call it every time. Yeah. But it's not like you look at that play and it's like, what is Matt Milano doing?
It wasn't a dirty Oakland Raider hit.
All right, so you're 10-1.
10-1.
10-1. You're going to rest your laurels on that.
First ever.
All right, let's get to the fourth pick yesterday. From Friday. Tommy tells it like it is here on a Mule Postgame Excuse Monday. When they win big.
Wappa.
Do they do it on Sunday? And if they do they win by 6 points?
Well, 6 points would be a hell of a victory, right?
Bro,
but probably over 10 points would be... We would call that a blowout, right?
Well, no, we don't call it that in this room.
Oh, we're getting there.
Okay, excuse me.
So I'm going to say that the Bills win.
Yes.
And it will be...
That's...
out.
You're predicting...
Blew out.
Back to
the back.
To
the
back.
Back. You think that coach knows what he's doing down there?
He's 2-0.
Skippy the coach. he looks like one of the side characters from Saved by the Bell.
You only get jokes like Skippy the coach in the break room, ladies and gentlemen.
You think that kid knows what he's doing? He's one of these internet gurus, man. It's like, you know, he plugged into a couple of games and they gave him a job.
What do they call them? The Bitcoin bros?
Yeah. There you go. He's done.
Can we go ahead and hit the buzzer there? Looks like Coach Capri Sun might know what he's doing.
Your crypto coach? All right, so I'm 10-2.
No, so here's the thing. What? Even with the TD on the second to last drive or a field goal to win it all, neither would have covered the 6 points. You had no chance.
I know.
You had no chance.
I know, but they were close.
No, but they wouldn't have covered.
They could have. They would try hard.
Okay, great.
Just drink.
You don't think the Bills tried hard yesterday?
Yeah, you did. They did.
For God, you don't try harder than
they were dying on the field.
Literally dying. Here's the kick in the scrote stat from yesterday. The Bills were 0-6 last year in one possession games. This game moves them to 0 for their last seven. They have not won a single possession game in a year and a half, yet every game they've won in their last 20 has been by at least double digits. Someone explain that to me.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Right.
It makes zero sense. But. And it's, all right. So here's the thing. You thought you'd been smart this year by running long-term
the long game.
Bonus picks.
Yeah.
That bit you in the ass hard. Let's get our final pick from a Mule Postgame. We're going to move
Not
on here.
Not so fast, buddy. If you go on Mule Duel right now.
Shut up.
Type in the search bar, Duffy sucks. I say by the end of this season, close to the end of this season, you're going to hear rumblings about the 72 Dolphins.
Okay. Don't. Yeah. Wait, that's not even a prediction.
So yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It'll be the end of the 72 Dolphins.
Wait.
They're going to go on such a run. By the end of this season, they're going to be saying, not since the 72
No,
Dolphins.
Hey, dumbass. Only way that they could eclipse the 72 Dolphins is to win every game and win the Super Bowl. So you're not going to hear.
Rumbling.
No, what is rumbling?
Because they're going to have such a streak. Such a streak.
Okay, you're doing it again.
Mule Duel, Duffy sucks. If you hit on Mule Duel, you'll also get 8 free hamburgers shipped directly to your door.
Go ahead.
All right, 10-3 after 3 weeks. That's a pretty good stat.
If anyone wants to be...
And by the way, I hit in a rough game 2 picks.
If anyone wants to be furious about that Bills loss yesterday, you can be furious with Mr. Tommy Mule.
Direct your attention to this chair.
Because the second he said the Bills are going to go undefeated, they lost to a team they should have beat.
Yes.
You opened your stupid mouth, and you cost them that game yesterday.
I did all that.
Yes, you did.
I have a miracle mouth that could do these things.
Well, it's weird because the last...
You're still here.
It's weird. The last 2 weeks, that miracle mouth knew exactly what was going to happen. You said you had a miracle mouth.
Yeah. So did your mom. Mule Duel. Check it out.
Yeah, nobody got any hamburgers or a rich eye delivering it to their front door. You went 2-3.
Mm. Which is not, for a game like that, that's pretty impressive.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's a losing record.
No, but nobody could have called that game any better.
Kimmy and I warned you the entire time.
You just speculate.
What are you doing?
Different speculate. Deep speculating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.